producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Really fascinating day in history. I know some people, when we asked you guys whether you liked it or hated it, sort of evenly divided. So I sort of do it if there's something interesting. But this is a really political day. When did I tell you all the things that happened on this day in history? First of all, on this day in history, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I'm not political, but today is a political day. Actually, the question we're going to answer and ask is kind of political, too. So maybe that's the planets sort of aligning for this one. All right. On this day in 1794, the first session of the United States Senate was open to the public. Well, we know how transparent the Senate is. On this day in 1861... that same House of Representatives, well, one was the Senate, one was the House of Representatives, unanimously passed a resolution guaranteeing non-interference with slavery in any state. Not their finest hour. I mean, I know they were trying to hold the Union together, but still. On this day in 1916, Emma Goldman was arrested for lecturing about birth control. On this day in 1978, China lifted a censorship ban on works by Aristotle, Shakespeare, and Charles Dickens. Actually, China publishes some of my books, but China doesn't pay royalties. Isn't that interesting? Not terrific if you're an author. Huh. Yeah, they just say, okay, well, we'll publish your book. And you think, oh, great, I'll be heard by or read by 250,000 people, but you don't get paid for it. Listen, in the long run, I'd probably rather be read than paid, but it would be nice to do both. Never mind. Okay. On this day in 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from prison after 27 years as a political prisoner. So you can see why today is really a fairly interesting day politically. And this seems to me pure Manny. On this same day in 1990, Buster Douglas, whom I never heard of, he knocked out Mike Tyson. He was a 42-1 underdog. There are some bookies that do not like this day in history. In 10 rounds in Tokyo to win boxing's world heavyweight title and cause the largest upset in sports history.
Wow.
All right, now I would argue that when I picked the winner of the Kentucky Derby, which was an 82.5-1 shot and $165 on a $2 bet,
whoa,
that in terms of the odds, that's a bigger upset. But maybe it's because there are more horses and the odds are spread over more items. I don't know. I don't know how you determine the biggest upset. I mean, the Super Bowl was an upset.
Yeah.
Sure, it was the biggest upset. But my picking a horse that was 82.5-1 is pretty upsetting to the bookies. Wasn't upsetting to me. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
All righty. So, as I mentioned, this is, to me, a really interesting day in history. And I thought what we would do is I had put up on Facebook yesterday, and you guys responded beautifully, to if you're going to send a message to the presidential candidates from both or either parties, what would it be? And the deal, it seemed to me, this came to me because I looked at the results of New Hampshire, and it seemed to me that the results of New Hampshire, and it's certainly not unusual or alone in the perception that the country is just kind of basically fed up. And so anybody who looks like they have something different to offer, is not a part of the establishment, who seems outside of the mainstream, is going to have huge advantage. Now, the advantage is that they're not tainted, I suppose, by the political process. The disadvantage is that they're not necessarily knowledgeable about the political process either. So I don't know how that's going to play out. But we have a very long time for political process to play out. And there's another debate, and we've got Super Tuesday coming up. So I thought that you have plenty of time to send messages. And the idea is, this is not necessarily one political party or the other. But this is just if you could sort of sit everybody down and say, listen up, this is what you need to hear, what would the message be? Do you have any messages, Jacob, that you'd like? Oh, before I do that, Jacob, if you listen to the program yesterday, one of the things that we have been doing kind of informally, and we've now ratcheted up a step, is allowing you folks to be program director, which means you get to determine what topic you'd like me to talk about. That doesn't necessarily mean you have a problem. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to call in about it. But we get lots and lots of responses. And initially, I mean, that was kind of my idea, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago. And we put it up periodically, and we get lots and lots of responses anytime we do that. And one of the program directors and one of my affiliates said, why don't you make an official part of the program? Because it was kind of an unofficial part of the program. So I was talking with Jake about it. He said, well, we need a sounder for it. I'll do it. So, and we kind of debuted it. I guess we would call it a soft opening, Jacob, because you weren't here, yesterday. So hopefully we'll do that as well today.
Yeah.
So you'll get to hear your very own sounder. That's and you great. Can talk about the creative process.
I'd love to.
And what your motivation was. All right. So yay, Jacob. So we'll do that. We'll do that a little bit later in the program.
Okay.
But do you have any messages to political candidates?
Oh, good question.
Well, if you don't have one, you don't have
one. I
don't
think I do.
You
know,
right, mine would anyway. Be, folks, listen up. This is an unprecedented time in American history where nobody trusts you guys, which means if you're running for re-election, you're going to have to figure out a way to say, okay, I have not been very cooperative with the other party. That compromise has not been part of my vocabulary, but I've now seen the light, and I understand that we need to be working together for the good of the American public, not just for our reelection. Now, I'm not sure that political candidates have the moxie, well, clean up my act a little bit, to say that, but I think it would make a huge difference. I truly believe that the incumbents are going to have a terrible time in the next election, and so they should, as far as I'm concerned, that the country has become so divisive, and the idea being that even if something makes sense, if the other party proposes it first, you're not going to pay any attention to it. And this isn't even my perception. They've said this aloud. Well, yeah, but if we go along with that, then they get a win, and we look like wimps. What? I mean, if you look back, you can actually see people from both parties saying that. So the idea of compromise or sharing ideas or the loyal opposition or having intelligent debate has really evaporated from the American political system, much to our detriment. So that's number one, that you have to be willing to admit, if you're an incumbent, that you've really failed the system and that you are going to work really hard as an individual and as part of a member of your party to change that, number one. Number two, that there need to be, I think, term limits. There need to be some kind of campaign reform where people going into, I mean, it's appalling, first of all, how much it costs to run for office. Second of all, how lucrative it is to be in office, how many payoffs and kickbacks there are. I know that's not what they're called, but we know that's what they are. And the lucrative positions that you're offered after you leave office. But the idea of service to the country, again, has evaporated. It's service to your bank account. And unless you can prove to your electorate that that's not you, and I mean, it is you. We know it's you, which means you're going to have to say that you've changed. And if not, there are going to be a whole lot of new people in. And my concern is that the system is such that I'm not sure that the new people are going to be any less corrupted than the current crop. I just, you know, money is the root of all evil, and, you know, absolute power corrupts, and all this money corrupts. And somehow, there got to be some people who say, enough. We're not going to do this anymore. I know, I believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, as you folks know, whatever it is that we're talking about is secondary to whatever it is that you want to talk about. So all you have to do is give me a holler, 855-993-7569. Alrighty, so I have to tell you this quick story just because I was wandering around with a friend yesterday that I'm visiting, and we went to this very upscale furniture store that just opened, I mean, incredibly upscale, like incredibly expensive. Some of the most expensive stuff I've ever seen. I mean, it's all really beautiful. I didn't think most of it was comfortable, but it was really beautiful. And first of all, a couple of people, she had been there the day before, and she said, well, you know, the only problem is that they're really unfriendly. And we walked in, and it was kind of like, I think maybe what happened is somebody recognized me. And because people were kind of coming over and saying hi, and it turned out they were having a party that night, so they invited us to the party. I mean, that night was, you know, within a half hour or something. And the owner came over and said, how would you like to, that he was the program director at a country western station at one point and knew who I was. And he said, how would you like to do a remote here? And he said, and I said, well, gee, that sounds like fun. A furniture store. And so he said, yeah, we've got this great room. And I went in, and it sounded like an echo chamber. And I thought, well, if we do this, we're going to have to find a different room. But it was really interesting that somebody who was in the music field didn't understand how really live that room was. But it was really a fun thing to do and sort of unexpected. All I'd hoped was, I had my hair down. My hair's getting very long. And I had my hair down, and they said, oh, my goodness, we didn't know you. Are those extensions? Why would... First of all, why would I put an extension in your hair? Wouldn't it, I know nothing about them except presumably they'd have to attach to your scalp, which doesn't sound very comfortable. And second of all, they'd probably pull out. Plus, why would you do that? I don't know. I have, of course, part of it is I have gobs of hair, and maybe that's it. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Let's hear what people would say to political candidates.
Okay. Janet would say, save us from the destructive plans of the 1%.
Well, that's an interesting, that's a really interesting perspective. Do you know with Enron that nobody was, I think there was only one person that has ever gone to prison for that? And it was a very low-level person who clearly was paid to fall on his sword.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's
unbelievable.
And I don't know what the statute of limitations is on that. But and we're talking people who built the government, which means all of us, for billions of dollars, and nobody ever was punished for it. And the problem is not only were they not punished, but it sends a very clear message to other thieves that you'll be able to get away with it.
Yeah.
It's a real problem. That's a really good message. I like that one a lot.
Yep.
And we need concrete plans, which again... We're talking, you know, it really gets back to, you know, filthy lucre, the idea that people can be bought.
Yep.
All righty. What else?
Alan, why can't both parties be realistic in their platforms and not do empty promises? Also, work with the other parties as well. Perhaps the R's are better at finances than the D's, and the D's are better at social programs than the R's.
You know, it's really interesting. All right, that's a three-part issue. The first part was, what was the first part?
Why can't both parties be realistic in their platforms?
Yeah, well, because they feel they wouldn't get elected. If you said, look, realistically, folks, we've got some economic issues that are really staring us in the eyeball. We've got China's declining economy. We've got the price of oil declining, which is about 11% of our gross national product. So, you know, we've got some real economic challenges. So the economy is relatively slow. Unemployment is pretty low, but the economy isn't as robust as we like. So it may be that the stock market is going to continue to be volatile. The economy is going to continue to give everybody nightmares. And so we may have to talk about taxes. They're not going to elect anybody like that because somehow the American public has decided that we want to be lied to. And part of it is our problem, that if we got a candidate who told us the truth, would we elect them? I mean, if there was ever a time, I think it's now. So that's number one. They make empty promises because we want to hear the empty promises. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to promise me something, you tell me exactly how you're going to do it. Because I don't care about your promises. I don't care about, you know, how you can tell how a politician is lying, that their lips are moving. You tell me exactly how you're going to do it. If you can't tell me exactly how you do it, don't you tell me anything. All right, so that's number one. Number two, the idea that one party is better at the economy and the other is better at social programs. You know, it's a really interesting phenomenon because originally they were switched. it's one of those, if you look back to the time of Lincoln, everything switched. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with you that there, if you look, there was a play, what was it called? I can't even remember it. There was a political play that was written about the 50s, where the idea being that Democrats and Republicans would get together at, I guess, Pearl Mesta's house, who was the hostess with the mostest, and would talk about upcoming legislation and would make their compromises, would listen to one another, would do... I mean, I suppose some of the deals would probably have made our teeth hurt, but at least they were talking with each other, and at least there was a sense of compromise and cooperation. It just doesn't exist anymore. Good suggestions, guys. We're going to put you on political action committees. Probably not. All right, keep going.
Denise says, no negative ads.
Yeah, that would be good. Because there's enough negativity in saying, tell us what you can do, not what your opponent didn't do. Good luck on that one, too.
Yeah.
I think there was survey that was done a couple of years ago about negative ads and said that they were more effective than positive.
Wow.
Which, yeah. That's people say that that they hate them and they're sick of them and they hate mudslinging, but it's what they remember.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure how to pronounce this. BD says, take a hike.
All of you, out of here. Done. And no pensions.
John, it doesn't matter. They both make promises they have no intention of keeping. So very sad.
Yeah, I mean, but maybe, don't we, do we want to give up on them? Do we want to let them just get away with it?
Right.
I mean, I think if we give up on them, that they're allowed free rein. And I don't think I want to do that.
Right.
I hear your frustration. I do. I mean, look, I'm a child of protest and, you know, carrying signs and get out of Vietnam and, you know, Kent State and everything else. But I, as I said, I've never seen a time in my lifetime where people have felt so negative about the government. And I just saw a documentary with Noam Chomsky, who said during the Depression, the economy was in much worse shape than it's ever been since then. But people had a sense that things would get better. And he said they don't have that sense anymore. 855-993-7569. Give me a call about whatever it is that's on your mind. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
George, from here, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I have a comment to make based on a letter to the editors to the Detroit Free Press, of which I've been a contributor over the years. Now, here's what the letter, the body of the letter was about the movies that are playing today. And this gentleman mentioned We Are the Millers and The Heat. And he says, I've been around, I've been here, I've been there, but nobody that I know of speaks this filthy, raunchy language that are in these movies today. Now, Dr. Joy, I was a truck driver for 40 years. I've heard every kind of word there is, but this was not the way we talked all the time.
I agree.
So,
yeah, I'll tell you, it's sort of germane to what we're talking about today as well. which is the issue about men versus women. And I think that if you look statistically at who goes to movies and who goes to movies more than once, it's young men. And Hollywood is very well aware of that. So I think it's not only that movies have gotten raunchier, they've gotten more violent, and it's kind of a badge of courage to see who can be the raunchiest, because they feel that that will attract the most young males from about 18 to 25. So, you know, I think Hollywood is certainly confused and failing to a very large extent, but I think that that's why it's happening. And women, unfortunately, I think, are being, especially young women, sort of feel that it's not cool to sort of, you know, to object. And women, certainly, I would probably include myself in that group, have gotten a bit raunchier, too, in our vocabulary. I think for my generation, it was a mark of saying, hey, look, we don't want to be good little girls anymore. I think for younger women, it's just sort of trying to keep up with the guys to a certain extent. I agree with you. I think no one talks that way.
But you said we don't want that. That brings Miley Cyrus hit my mind as soon as you said that. Yeah. We don't want to be good girls anymore.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's part of that. That one of the other stupid statistics that women should be aware of is that for the first time in human history, women are dying of lung cancer at the same rate that men are, because we decided that if we were going to be like men, we should smoke.
Yeah. Well, you were speaking of the girls wanting to do a lot like becoming jocks. And the illustration that I can give you is that we have a area bar that's a very popular pizza and beer joint bar, and they sponsor softball teams. Well, okay, me and my passed away wife, she's in heaven, of course, and we used to go there a lot. And okay, on the guys' softball teams, it was loud. But let me tell you something, Joy, or Dr. Joy, rather. When the girls, on a certain night of the week, it was the girls' softball teams would come in after their games, they were so loud you couldn't hear yourself think. Do you get the picture of what I'm trying to say?
Well, I think part of it, yeah. You know, sometimes I've talked at great length about the fact I think women have done a really lousy job of communicating to guys why equality means that they win. And I think we've just done just a lousy job. I think we've also, to a certain extent, confused what it is that's, you know, if you're going to be like somebody, instead of picking out the best characteristics, sometimes we pick out the worst. That we've picked up smoking and drinking and cussing and somewhat promiscuous behavior, and that isn't the best part of being a man. I think that men are wonderful in terms of taking care of people without asking a whole lot in return. I think that men are good at not whining about things. I think that men are good at focusing on an issue and sticking with it. I think that men, to a certain extent, can be more playful than women. And instead of picking up on those characteristics, we decide to pick up on the things that are not necessarily very positive parts of being men. To a certain extent, the same way that I mean, the best example I can give you is female impersonators, who, instead of picking up the valuable things about being women, that they pick up some of the silly things, to make a point. And, you know, I would like to think that we're all in a process of transition, and as we become a little more certain of our own worth, that we can evolve the options that make most sense to us, rather than feeling that they are male or female options. And I would hope that we're sort of in the process of doing that, that men can choose to be more nurturing than they've been historically, that women can choose to be more business-oriented than they have been, that I think what we're looking for is mutual interdependence and valuing each other and valuing our similarities as well as our differences, and not emphasizing the things that aggravate us the most about the opposite sex, or things that are the most dangerous or the most unhealthy.
With men who know tobacco best. That was a big, giant commercial going back. I'm an old guy, maybe almost twice your age. And these commercials go back when when cigarettes were being sent overseas to the fighting boys and all that.
I think they still are.
And there was a commercial with men who know tobacco best, and then they said their name. Well, the guy made a comedian made a comedy part out of it. With men who know tobacco best, it's women 2-1. That means more than 2-1 women are smoking. They surpass the men.
Yeah, well, as I said, the statistics about lung cancer are really alarming. And we know that the group of people who are the most adamant smokers right now are young people, and women are smoking as much as men. And women do it, which is very alarming.
I think that humorous saying, it's women 2-1, kind of says it all there, doesn't it?
Well, you know, and it's a shame. One of the things that I tell young women, because, you know, I run, and women quite often view cigarette smoking as not only hip, but they view it as a way of controlling their weight. And I point out that you increase the incidence of breast cancer by a factor of 8 by smoking if you're a woman.
Yes, you do, and I am a big, big stalwart against smoking. I quit smoking over 50 years ago, and it's because I had a situation of a burning throat, so I just plain quit. And yet I know of people who continue to smoke even though they have ill effects.
It's
now,
really interesting.
Isn't that asking for it?
Well, I was walking down the street, I guess on Friday or something. I'm walking by this guy who does this horrible hacking cough. You know, that one like that. And I looked over at him, and sure enough, he knew exactly what he was going to do next, which is puff on a cigarette. And I thought, yeah, man, that's the way to deal with that cough. I mean, it was ridiculous.
You got that. I knew that you were going to say that. I just knew it, yeah.
Well, and when I heard that cough, I thought, your body is making a very clear statement that says this is really not very good for you.
Let me close sort of this way. I was a professional pool player for many, many years since I was a little boy. And the last club that I hung out with was a very good club. Five of very, I wouldn't say very good friends, two of them were pretty good friends. Five of them all died from smoking.
Yep.
Can you believe it?
Well,
One of them won millions of dollars in the lottery, and he had lung cancer, and he was given 3 months to live.
Yep.
And he spoke to me, I remember, right in front of me, tears were coming down his face. He says, look, George, and he pulled out a stub of a check that he gets twice a year from the Michigan State Lottery. He says, look what I'm getting, and I got to die.
Yep. Well, I have a friend.
Isn't that a sad story?
Yeah, it's awful. I had a friend who I found out died last week. Just before I went on the air on Friday, and she was my oldest friend in several ways, and that I'd known her for almost as long as I've known anybody, number one, and number two, she was significantly older than I was, but she smoked, and she died of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and from smoking, and she stopped smoking, probably stopped smoking at least 25 years ago, but and actually the statistics about people who stop smoking is they actually have survivor genes. They seem to actually do better than the population as a whole. And I remember at one point about 20-some years ago, she thought she had a spot on her lung. And I think she smoked up until that point. And it so scared her that she stopped. It turned out it was a dollop, believe it or not, of mayonnaise that the technician had dropped on the x-ray. Yeah, because I said, you know, for it to be that big, you should have had some symptoms. Let's go get a second x-ray or CAT scan or something. And it wasn't. It was clear. And it turned out it was a dollop of mayonnaise, which looks like a tumor on an x-ray. But she actually, and the last couple of years of her life were not any fun. I mean, she was on oxygen, and she probably should have had at least another 10 years on this planet. So it's one of those things to be aware of. George, I appreciate your call. And feel free to hope you'll feel good today and have a good day. And thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund. Less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Where they're talking about the war between men and women, between the tobacco company and consumers, or between Democrats and Republicans. We're talking about the world has become a little more aggressive place, I think, recently. All right, so we were giving you an opportunity to have a come to the electorate, to a town meeting with candidates of both parties and saying what you'd like them to hear. All right, so let's continue with that, Jacob.
Okay. All right. Francis says, what does it matter? The message would be read by someone involved in the campaign and never seen by the candidate. Even if it was, no one, not even the president, has the power to do all the things they promised to do just to get elected. Sadly, it's all just words.
Wow. The level of cynicism is pervasive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Folks, look, as long as you believe nothing will change, that's true. I remember a yoga teacher saying, if you think things will get better and you think things will never change, you're both right.
Yeah.
Right? So, as an electorate, we need to believe that we can actually influence the outcome, or we're doomed. We've just become another banana republic. Not the store. I keep calling it.
I was going to say. Mary says, other than Bernie and Hillary, they should all act more like grown-ups. With a real scared face.
It sounds like we may have a Democrat there.
Yeah. Amy says, dump Trump.
Folks, this was not about any particular political candidate. This was all the candidates. That's why I specifically worded it the way I did.
Yes. Julie, right. Quit lying.
Well, I mean, I think that's... yeah. Do you remember the movie The Candidate with Robert Redford, who starts out as a reform candidate because he feels he has no chance, and he just wants to change the system, and then all of a sudden he starts showing up in the polls, and then all of a sudden he becomes a politician, and he's actually, the end of the movie is he's actually elected, and he's changed so much from, he's lost his original backers, he's in debt to big money, and he's elected and doesn't know what to do. I mean, I remember the final scene of that movie, which is a stop action where he's just frozen. He's deer in a headlight.
I've never seen that, actually.
It's worth seeing. It was probably came out in, what, the maybe early 80s or something.
Okay. Sounds good. Margaret, Trump 2016.
Folks, not okay to do that.
Judy, don't forget us old folks.
Well, us old folks are the getting to be, I guess we're not all that old now, but in, you know, basically from people, I think us boomers are what, between like 55 and 70 or something like that. Yeah. Are the pig in the python. And so people feel like one of the reasons that medical marijuana has been approved. Incidentally, the statistic that Colorado will have made $1 billion on legal marijuana in last year. And I don't think it was approved till about halfway through the year. $1 billion.
Yeah,
but insane. I mean, and certainly that's part of the reason that it'll be approved. It's because it's wildly lucrative. Somebody was telling me, this is an interesting thing, which I didn't know, and I don't know if it's true or not. I assume that it is, but I believe what everybody tells me, as you guys know, that the problem about medical marijuana is because it's legal in, for example, Colorado, but it's still a federal offense.
Mm-hmm.
And because the banking industry is really run by the Federal Reserve, that you can't put the basically it's cash, that almost all the money is cash, and it's from sale of an illegal substance as far as the feds are concerned. So the banks can't accept the money. And that's getting to be a huge issue, which seems to me a little disingenuous since we know that many banks have been laundering illegal money for a very long time. But apparently because it's so blatant and that the banking industry is going to have to look at this, because more and more states are going to at least decriminalize, if not make it legal. And so you're talking about $1 billion in one state in one year. So it's an interesting phenomenon. But so I digress a bit, that I think it's not accidental that marijuana is going to be legalized. I think euthanasia will be legalized. There are just so many of us that are in that group. And so what we want is going to be, to a certain extent, the law of the land. I wish more of us got together and said, okay, we want a better political system. Maybe we will, because we were the activists at one point. Maybe we'll be activists again. All right, keep going.
Okay. Barbara says, put our country first. Then, if there's anything left over, help the needy countries. Save ourselves first, otherwise we become the victims.
Well, you know, I'd like to think it's not. I don't think the problems in this country are primarily because we put other countries first. I think the problems in this country are because the legislatures put themselves first and their bank accounts first. I do think that. I mean, do we really want to go back to the days of isolationism? I don't think even if we wanted to, we could. I question whether or not some of our, in theory, we're going to make the world safe for democracy forays, especially armed forays into other countries, aren't really about money again. They're oil or diamonds or whatever, or access to something that we want. But I don't think that most of the problems are directly responsible because of our foreign policy, but whatever. Canada came out in 1972.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that old. An hour, 50 minutes. Robert Redford.
Carrie says, play nice. Focus on what you believe in and not tearing down the other candidates.
That would be good.
Donald, I would send all the presidential candidates a pink slip.
All the candidates?
Apparently.
So who are we gonna elect?
I don't know. George, I would express mail all candidates a body cam recorder with their recordings permanently archived on YouTube for public scrutiny, rather than recording us at every street corner. Public servants in positions of responsibility must be recorded and held accountable 24/7.
I don't know that any of us would actually want to have that happen, to be quite honest. Even with my Lenten resolve to only say nice things and think nice things, I don't know. I mean, look, any of us in the business are very careful about the open mic phenomenon, but knowing that we were going to be recorded 24/7, I don't know if any of us could handle that kind of scrutiny. Maybe we should put that. I would say we put it on Facebook, but no one's going to go along with that. Honey, I don't even think you would, George. 855-993-7569. That's your choice.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Average weight loss in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.